Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We got lots of things going on here. Coming up at 4:50, we got, I don't know who we have. Who do we have? Oh, DC, that's right. DC Reeves coming on here, mayor-elect of Pensacola. So he'll be joining us here at 4:50 on News Radio 92.3. Congratulations to all the winners. If you're still getting caught up, we do have them posted on our website, newsradio923.com. Just go to the local news section, and we've got all the winners posted right there. There will be a few runoff elections. As far as any kind of surprises from last night, my thoughts about it, I mean, I shared them late last night during the coverage, but just the thought is, one, Matt Gaetz won by a lot more than I thought he'd win by. I did think he was going to win, but I didn't know it was going to be by that much. Number two was Rebecca Jones winning, not just winning, won by a lot more than I thought she would win by. And then I did not think that DC Reeves, who's coming on, I didn't think he was going to get enough to be to like win it outright today, yesterday or to, yesterday. So those were all pretty big ones right there. Michelle Salzman beating Mike Hill. I expected that. And she did beat him by double the votes. That's about what I would have thought on that one as well. So those are just some of the thoughts I had about the race. Oh, and then, of course, Charlie Crist. I thought it was going to be a close race. I've been saying it for a while. I don't care what the polls say. It's going to be a close race. It was not close. Nikki Freed got destroyed. She did win, I think, three counties. I didn't look at the final results again this morning, but I think it was three counties, but two of them were in the panhandle, like Walton County and I believe it was Lee County, and then there's another one in Central Florida. But it was downstate particularly. So surprisingly, like down close to Miami and that whole area is where she just got like really, really beat by a lot, and that's where she struggled. So she actually did well in the panhandle. She still lost in a lot of the counties, but she did better. But then it was the downstate ballots that, boy, she did not do good in those. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, top stories here for you. President Biden's going to cancel $10,000 in student loan debt for borrowers earning less than $125,000. But also, it's not just $10,000. It's $20,000 if your loans are from Pell Grants. I didn't even know you could get $20,000 worth of Pell Grants. I thought the Pell Grants were like smaller. I thought they were like $2,000 or something like that. And then you can get like five of them or something. I don't know. In the Russia-Ukraine war, 15 reportedly killed in an Independence Day attack in Ukraine. Oh, boy. First Lady Jill Biden testing positive once again for COVID-19. So doing the same thing that her husband did, getting the rebound cases, was fine, and then a couple days later test positive again. So she's got another rebound rebound thing just 3 days after leaving isolation. So very similar to what happened to Joe Biden. That's kind of bizarre right there. Then let's see here, other top stories. There's this missing teenager in California, Kylie Rodney, and they found a body in a reservoir, and now the police have confirmed that the body found was this missing teenage girl. And so not really sure what happened right there. They're going to be investigating that. Yesterday we heard in the news that there were some dinosaur tracks. David actually shared some of this story. There was dinosaur tracks discovered in Texas. What I didn't realize is what the story is today. The reason why these dinosaur tracks were revealed, like why are they just now finding them now, is because of the drought. The drought had dried up a river. And when it dried up the river, they're like, what are these big, huge footprint-looking things? And sure enough, that's how they found them. So that's kind of bizarre. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We're still seeing slow traffic. We have some bad weather that just passed through, and it's definitely affecting our roads. So you'll see slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be in both directions near the Escambia Bay Bridge. Is real, real slow. Checking in clear on I-110. We are still seeing delays on North Navy Boulevard. This is going to be right where it meets 98. It's clearing up, but definitely still seeing some congestion in both the north and southbound lanes. Spotty traffic throughout Gulf Breeze. This is going to be throughout Gulf Breeze proper, as well as moving eastbound out of Gulf Breeze into Tiger Point. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, have any details for me, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So a couple of other stories here. Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin, his wife of 25 years, well, she's filed for divorce. So they're into their marriage after 25 years. And then a Texas judge has blocked President Biden's order requiring hospitals to provide emergency abortions. They're like, yeah, no. You can't just single-handedly just subvert the rule, the federal rules. You need to pass some sort of laws and things like that. So, yeah, there you go. And then finally, median rent prices in the United States have hit an all-time high in July. Median rent prices hit an all-time high. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, top trending news. Stick around. Interesting. We were just talking about this girl, this teenage girl in California went missing, and they discovered her in this reservoir in California, and police have confirmed that the body is her. Got a text here. Kylie was found by YouTubers, Adventures with a Purpose. They're a dive team that has awesome channel on finding missing people. Definitely worth checking out. That does sound pretty interesting, but I don't know if you'd want to find missing people in reservoir. Like, mafia everywhere is like, what? Who are these people? Get out of our waterways. I mean, get out of the water. So there is, let's see here. Oh, Kites on the Coast. This is the Council on Aging of West Florida's inaugural Kites on the Coast event. That's going to be 2 days of intergenerational high-flying fun on beautiful Casino Beach in Pensacola on September 2nd. It's going to be from 4 p.m. to sunset, and then on September 3rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're invited to celebrate this timeless pastime with kite flying, activities, local vendors, food trucks, show-stopping demonstrations from Chicago Kite. Proceeds from the event, sponsors, and support for the seniors support the seniors and programs served by the Council on Aging of West Florida. So go to our website, newsradio923.com, for more details. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and today it happened. President Biden canceling federal student loan debt for some borrowers. At the White House today, the president said college costs have gone up significantly in recent years. That's true. And he says student loans have led to unsustainable debt for many Americans. The forgiveness offering $10,000 of debt relief for people earning less than $125,000 a year. Republicans not very happy about it today, though, Bobby. Senator John Thune of South Dakota says there's only one reason he did it.
This is a huge attempt by Democrats to try and, in a very transparent way, get votes of younger people going into the midterm elections.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called it student loan socialism and says it's going to make inflation even worse. He called it a reward for, quote, far left activists. McConnell also called it a slap in the face to everybody who's paid off their student loan debts. The publication of the alleged Buffalo supermarket gunman's manifesto now prompting some warnings from the FBI, along with the Department of Homeland Security and the National Counterterrorism Center. The FBI says that 180-page document and 672-page online diary could enhance the capabilities of others who may be inspired by it. Investigators found the defendant invited several other people to view and help disseminate his writings before the attack. And Bobby, there's a controversy brewing in Orange Beach right now. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've heard about this one, but it's over the name of a new coffee shop.
I saw a headline about
no
this.
No reason for any type of something I wouldn't want my 8 or 9 year old to see to be on a public sign in our town.
Now that is Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan. He's a little bit upset. There's a new coffee chain going in. It goes by the name Badass Coffee. And apparently it's opening in mid-September. The coffee shop, though, says there's a reason for the name. They say it's because back in the day, the farmers used donkeys to transport the beans, right?
See,
it all makes sense.
I got you. Okay.
But the mayor and town officials say it's inappropriate for a public sign in their community.
So it's bad ass coffee, B-A-S-S, not bad as.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, my pause was all off.
Yeah, your pause is off.
I got to work
like,
on that.
It's as bad as coffee.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, I don't want that. That's disgusting. And the coffee lovers are like, what do you mean it's as bad as coffee? I love coffee. What are you guys selling over there? Oh, okay. But no, it's bad ass coffee. Okay.
Yeah, yep, so yep.
They're saying it's not appropriate in a...
not appropriate.
I got you. I can see...
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
There was a... I remember when I lived in Austin, there was... I built houses and stuff, and I came across... I had a vendor come to me. Hey, we want you to... You know, you got to consider putting one of our fans in your buildings and in your houses you're building and stuff. What's the name of your company? Big Ass Fans is the name of the company. And I just remember thinking, like, I'm not going to my customers and being like, and I got this big ass fan I'm going to put in your. Like, it just sounds, I was like, I don't think it's going to work out so well. But they're actually a really cool thing because they're like these massive, humongous fans. I think they have them like in Planet Fitnesses and like gyms and stuff like that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's their name of their business is called that. So people pushing the envelope a little bit with the names of their businesses now.
Little bit, yeah.
Maybe they're having a hard time trying to find domain names. Because there's so many domain names taken, they're like, I just want to call it the best coffee. Nope, can't do that.
You got to think outside the box now.
Bad coffee. Nope, ain't going to work. That's domain's taken already as well. And they're like, badass coffee. And then they're like, that domain's taken as well. You're going to have to go badass coffee. That's not how it works. Yeah, that's pretty bizarre. Any surprises for you last night in the primary election in Florida? I was talking about just a minute ago. Just a couple of my surprises that I did not expect the Charlie Crist, Nikki Fried race to be so lopsided. I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that, for example. But
yeah.
You had any surprises for you?
Yeah. Well, definitely I didn't expect the Charlie Crist to walk away with as many votes as he got. So I thought Fried was going to pull a little bit closer on that.
Yeah.
I think that was probably the biggest one. I really wasn't sure going into the mayoral election that D.C. Reeves was going to get the 51%. I kind of thought it was going to be below that, and we were going to have the runoff election.
That's what I thought, too. That was another surprise, and we'll be talking to D.C. here at 4:50 on News Radio 923. But that was the other big surprise for me. Was did not expect him to get the majority on the first night. So pretty interesting one right there. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slowdowns on I-10 right now. This is going to be going over Escambia Bay Bridge. Just some spotty traffic due to the wet roads. Starting to look good. We're looking good on Navy Boulevard now near 98, but definitely still have some slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze proper is slow moving, going in the eastbound direction, as well as Gulf Breeze Parkway near the Nature Preserve. You'll see your everyday afternoon traffic definitely starting to stack up a bit. If you do see someone else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've been talking about the census and how the census is showing that blue states have become more blue, red states have become more red. Red cities becoming more red, blue cities becoming more blue. We have some additional information about just the overall political makeup. How many, like, left-leaning, right-leaning Americans are becoming or not becoming? That's coming up next. some extensive surveying. The from Morning Consult surveys, they show that America is actually becoming less liberal. I know that may have surprised you. You'd never guess that based on the mainstream media and things like that. But no, America is actually becoming less liberal. However, that does not mean America is becoming more conservative. In fact, what they're seeing is America is becoming less liberal. But instead of like going all the way to the right, they're going more to the moderate middle is what's happening. So it's almost like the liberal, more Americans that were liberal are like, hey, you know what? These policies aren't really working that well. We kind of struggled during the Obama years, and things were kind of going good under the Trump years, but we didn't really like Trump. And now we got Biden, and things are going back bad again, but we don't like Trump, so we don't go all the way right. But, you know, we should be in the middle of the road somewhere. like Trump has scared some of the people. Like, I remember saying this when Obama got elected. When Obama got elected, I said, you know what? I think it's going to be a good thing for America. And people were like, what? I said, no, hear me out. Obama's going to be so bad for America, he's going to scare people right. Like, he's going to scare people right, like, correctly, and also scare people to the right. And so we'll have more conservative principles guiding the country. We didn't really get that necessarily initially. But then we got Trump. But then Trump scared people away from the right because they just are like, he's a mean guy. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about this coffee shop. What is it? Coffee? What is it? Say it again.
Badass coffee.
Badass coffee. All right. I should remember that because it's as badass coffee. So there. What would be as bad as coffee, by the way? If you're going to describe something, go, that's as bad as coffee.
I like coffee.
Oh.
I don't count.
I've only had like a sip of coffee once, and I was like, this is disgusting.
It's bad as a Monster energy drink.
No, you take that back.
That's the truth.
No, Monster energy drinks are, that's the bad lifeblood of humanity. It should be. Now you got me all confused. Anyway, so we're talking about, there's a company called Big Ass Fans, and there's these humongous fans, and I was saying I've seen them like in fitness centers and things like that. And here's one that says those big fans are in the airplane hangar where I work. I bet they would work really good in an airplane hangar. Yeah, the coffee shop used to be located behind Pensacola State College with the same exact name. It closed at some point. And didn't you say you're finding?
Yeah, I feel like I've been there. I think there's one maybe off Sorrento Road, like Perdido Key area, okay. Because I remember thinking like. I remember thinking it wasn't that good just at that place. I know. And I was like, the name, you'd think this would be super good, but it kind of tastes like a donkey. So I don't know.
There you go. Okay, there you go. Yeah. I got a text here. Monster Energy drinks are worse than coffee. I'm talking about flavor.
Thank you, texter.
I'm just talking about flavor. And just, I know. Hey, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't have vices. I have Monsters and Red Bulls.
We will let you have it.
Yeah, that's my vice. oh, it's next to Vallartas in Perdido Key. So you were right. You said you thought you saw one down there. Here's a text as well. Hey, Bobby, did you know we have a search and rescue group here in Escambia County that has a dive team and does a lot of local searches? I was on the dive team for 18 years. I did not know that, and I appreciate that information. I mean, I guess it makes sense. We would, in our area of all places, have a search and rescue team with a dive team on it. So, yeah, thanks for that update. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in a minute, we got your sports hit. Top three stories, starting off with President Biden going to cancel up to $10,000 in student loan debts for most borrowers and extend the repayment pause. We're going to talk more about that at the beginning of next hour. 15 are reportedly killed in an Independence Day attack in Ukraine, and First Lady Jill Biden following her husband's footsteps with a rebound case of coronavirus 3 days after she left isolation. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have some slowdowns on 98 right now. That's going to be a typical area in front of the Nature Preserve. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect your afternoon delays, as well as Highway 90 is slow moving, especially at Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction as well. Expect some busy intersections. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, 850-2626-111 is the traffic line. It's presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit Agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Pensacola Blue Wahoos played last night. They ended up losing 5-9. They play again tonight, 6:35. It'll be at home against the Montgomery Biscuits. Then on Major League Baseball, a lot of games going on already today. So right earlier, the Tigers beat the Giants. The Atlanta Braves beat the Pirates 14-2. Go Braves! And the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing later tonight against the Angels. The Miami Marlins are playing right now against the Oakland A's, but they're losing 2-1 at the bottom of the eighth inning. Texas Rangers are beating the Colorado Rockies 12-4, top of the eighth. Cleveland Guardians are beating the Padres 6-0. And the Washington Nationals are beating the Seattle Mariners 1-0. Coming up at 6:05 on FS1 will be the White Sox against the Baltimore Orioles. And I think there was no other televised games. Yeah, that's it. Little League World Series continues on ESPN right now and throughout the night tonight until 8 o'clock when you've got WNBA playoffs on ESPN with Connecticut playing Dallas. In sports news, real quick, PGA Tour going to make big changes after the Tiger and Rory McIlroy have met with them. They're going to pay their players a lot more. And then finally, there's Chet Holmgren, the number two pick overall for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He injured his foot and suffered ligament damage. Oh, that's rough. Len Dawson, the Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback and broadcaster, has passed away today at the age of 87. And New Orleans Saints quarterback Jameis Winston is hoping to be able to play in the NFL preseason game on Friday. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So we were just talking about how the country is moving actually more to the middle. They're moving less, becoming less liberal overall in the country, but not necessarily becoming more conservative, moving more to the middle. So with that, we look at a lot of the policies that happen. We look at all the and we're saying, if you look at the mainstream media, you would never guess that. You're like, nope, I don't see that happening. But at the same time, we're like, they promote stories, they push stories. They use narratives of stories that makes it seem like they're catering to a far left crowd, or at least a left leaning crowd when you look at the mainstream media. And we often talk about the hypocrisy from that. Here's another example. President Trump was impeached over the assumption that a phone call he made to the president of Ukraine might have been trying to keep President Biden from being able to run for president in 2020. Now we're getting word that, sure enough, the President Biden and the White House may have actually facilitated the Department of Justice's criminal probe against Trump, therefore keeping him from being able to run for president in 2024. Yet there's no talk about impeachment, no talk about how this is corrupt, no talk about how this is a dictatorship or anything like that. We just talk about the hypocrisy all the time with it, and here's yet another example. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, and let's get a quick break. We'll come back here with DC Reeves next on News Radio 92.3.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll be covering your top three stories, and one of them, of course, is President Biden doing the $10,000 student loan forgiveness. I'll tell you how it's working and what the plans are with that, plus Marco Rubio's response to that plan coming up here at the beginning of next hour. Right now, joining us on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Mayor-elect D.C. Reeves for Pensacola. D.C., thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations. And, the first question I got to ask you is, did you really expect to win the majority last night, or were you expecting a runoff in November?
Well, I would put it this way. You know, we certainly thought that we had a chance, starting in about June. Now, hasn't been done before. And look, with four people who are passionate about the community, I don't know that anybody, would ever count on it. So I wouldn't say we ever came from that. But kind of looked at each other as a team, a campaign team, and said, hey, if we work hard and we knock doors and, we do all the things that we need to do and get out there and really, make sure our message resonates with voters and they see my face and we're out waving and working real hard, that we would think we had a shot. So as you can imagine, that first ballot drop of coming in at 50.1%, we knew it was going to be a night down to the finish, bouncing around between 50, yeah. 49, 51 all night long, and that's certainly what happened.
Yeah, we were watching it last night, and that's how it was. It, start off 51% and drops down to 49, then back up to 50, and then 50.05, and it was like, I was actually thinking, D.C.'s got to be sweating by now. Like, wait a minute. what's going on?
Yeah.
One minute you're thinking, all right, it looks like I'm going to be mayor-elect. And next minute, now I'm not. And now I am again. how stressful was it? Or were you just like, whatever?
It was. if you said D.C. must be sweating right now, that whatever moment that you said that, you were correct.
Okay.
And look, obviously we were grateful to whether it ended up at 49 or it ended up where it did at 51, certainly, that's quite a fulfilling thing to have the city where you're from to back you in that way regardless. But because of the power of that majority and really, being able to now maximize these next 2+ months to make sure that, onboarded and integrated as best we can and really hit the ground running. That's really why we wanted this. Is we really think that that's a positive thing for the city of Pensacola, not just for the new mayor-elect, but, hey, let's have 2 months of runway and let's get out in front of some things and make sure that this is as seamless of a transition as possible.
No, I agree, and it makes sense. It should make the transition much easier when you have more time. So let me ask you, just elevator pitch, because not everybody knows what your platform was, what your message was. Like you were saying, your message resonated enough that you were able to win the 51%. But what is that message for those that are tuning in?
Yeah, what I tell everyone is what we all know as Pensacolians is, there are some, amazing things about our community. And we're on the precipice of such great things. We've seen a change in vibrancy, of course, especially if you think about downtown the last 10 years. We've seen, we are a place that people want to live and people want to move to, especially, nowadays with remote work and post-COVID, all that stuff. We're becoming the place that is in demand. But we really need to take that to the next level, and I think that means being intentional about where this place is going. And so, you know, our three focuses will always be safety, affordable housing, and job creation. I mean, as simple as that. We know from knocking doors, from talking to folks in our community, if we're not safe, we don't have anything. We don't have visitors. Nobody's coming to the beach if we are not a safe community. So we always start there. Affordable housing, we know we're down 3.8 million houses as a country right now in demand of where we need to be. And an interesting stat, you know, for your listeners is our vacancy rate in the city of Pensacola is 2.2%. That's all that's open in terms of rental. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, that number was the same a few years ago. So if you think about everything you can think of in the city of Pensacola that's been built, apartments, houses that are for rent, any of that, have been absorbed immediately. If we're at the same vacancy rate we were 3 years ago, it's anything new is immediately filled. We've got to get more houses in this city, and we've got to get more opportunities for workforce housing. And the last thing is job creation. That's really in my wheelhouse of economic development, helping cultivate this to be a great small business community where 99% of our jobs in the United States are. So safety, housing, jobs. That's what our primary focus is going to be with this administration.
We're talking to D.C. Reeves right here on News Radio 92.3, Mayor-elect of Pensacola. D.C., we got to get a quick traffic update real quick, but I got a couple more questions for you. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Really, you're just going to see your everyday traffic. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect that afternoon traffic on 98 in front of the Nature Preserve. We're checking in clear on I-10 and I-110 and spotty traffic. Milton and Pace Highway 90, expect some busy intersections. See something else, just give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So we're talking to D.C. Reeves, the mayor-elect for Pensacola, right here on News Radio 92.3. So, D.C., you laid out your vision just a little bit for safety and housing and everything. But here's the thing, you know, just like any other government entity, you're not a dictator. You got to work with the city council. Mm-hmm. So what is your plan to work with the city council to get some of your vision accomplished?
Yeah, I think there's a few things that are going to really help us. Number one is this is a – I say – the mayor's role in the city of Pensacola is to be a salesman for the city. That's both externally and talking about, you know, recruiting companies, mm-hmm. recruiting people to live here. You know, you're a salesman for the city in that way, but you're also an internal salesman for the city. And that doesn't mean just selling the mayor's ideas. What it means is that's being a collaborator. That's making sure that things get across the finish line. That's making sure you over-communicate, not under-communicate about what our intentions are and why a certain ordinance, a certain decision is important to our city. You know, we got to give the why. And so I think that's really one focal point of, you know, of building that trust and that relationship with the city council. But also, we're going to take a really data-driven approach. That is my background. You know, you really can't make an assessment on how things are going if you're not measuring it. And so, you know, let's take our permitting department just as an example. Mm-hmm. Well, are we doing well or are we not doing well? Until we know exactly how many days it takes to turn a permit on average in the city of Pensacola, who can really say that for sure?
Yeah.
And so so having a dashboard, you know, pragmatic, data-driven approach, I think that helps build your relationship with council, because right now, if you don't have that, if we are not looking at measurable outcomes, then we're really talking about opinions. You know, we're saying, you know, does the mayor like this? Does the city council like that? And so I think we start to have more educated conversations and probably clearer conversations if we're really taking a more data-driven approach.
So how would you apply that, for example, to the e-scooters that are controversial downtown, where some people love them and other people absolutely hate them?
Well, what I'll say is, you know, obviously you could get some data just in terms of, you know, and maybe looked at some of that number of complaints on birds versus not. But,
yep.
You know, I think at the end of the day, I agree with the approach that we're taking now. The seated scooter, you know, in the street looks like something that should be on the street, not on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see what happens. I actually really agree with the mayor and the council what they decided here. And we'll see if we can get this to where it's amenable to both the riders and our downtown businesses.
D.C. Reeves joining us here on News Radio 92.3. Hey, congratulations once again, and I appreciate you joining me.
All right, awesome. Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. D.C. Reeves, mayor-elect. Ended up getting the over 50% vote that he needed in order to win the race outright and not have to do a runoff election in November. Coming up here at the beginning of next hour, President Biden has announced what we thought he was going to announce. He did it. $10,000 student loan forgiveness. There's more details than that. We'll give it to you coming up next.